is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, October 28th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. You'll find us at Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV has all of our new video content, but you'll also find all of our new video content and get notified as soon as things post by downloading our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. We'll tell you about that before the end of the program. Topic number 5 today, V is for virus. Yes, it's not quite gone away yet. The highly transmissible Delta variant of COVID-19, thankfully, does not appear to cause more severe disease among fully vaccinated or unvaccinated patients. This is according to new information released by the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC. The study, which was released on the 22nd, analyzed about 7,600 patients who had been hospitalized with COVID-19. This is during July and August when the Delta variant became the dominant strain of the virus here in the United States. Now, although adult hospitalizations did surge during that time frame compared to 6 months earlier, the proportion of patients admitted to the ICU, received invasive ventilation, or died during hospitalization did not significantly change. So while it was more transmissible, it was not significantly, it does not appear to be any more dangerous than the previous versions of this virus. Now, that said, the United States government is going all in on its push for total vaccination. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it may update its definition of what constitutes full definition, or full vaccination, that is. So currently, if you've been vaccinated with two jabs of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine or got one dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you only thought you were fully vaccinated. That might not be so. That may change. And in addition, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky told Fox News on Sunday that the Biden administration plans to provide vaccine-hesitant police and other government workers with education and counseling to make them comfortable about taking the shots. As Mr. Police Officer, you don't feel like taking the shot? Ms. Firefighter, you don't feel? Here, we've got an education program for you. What a time this is. Crime rates are spiking all across the nation, and the government is pursuing policies that are driving more uniformed officers off the force. Major cities around the United States risk losing a third or more of their police forces. As we've been telling you, the city of Chicago, up to 35% of the police there not vaccinated. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is talking about offering bonuses to unvaccinated police who are forced out of work elsewhere to move to Florida and hire on down there. Well, any policy that results in the loss of a lot of police officers, especially from our major cities, is a bad policy. But in New Jersey, it appears that Governor Phil Murphy is doubling down on this. He's wanting to take things even further. Project Veritas, undercover journalists, caught Governor Murphy's senior advisor on video telling a journalist that Murphy is going to impose a statewide vaccine mandate if he wins re-election next Tuesday. Not just police and firefighters or government employees, everybody in New Jersey. Why is this only coming to light now? Because Governor Murphy hasn't said it publicly because he's afraid he won't win if he does. It's all about winning and then issuing the dictate. New Jersey residents, polls next Tuesday. Topic number 4, supply chain. All through the pandemic, truckers here in the United States kept things moving. We couldn't go to stores, but we could still order online. So delivery drivers for parcel services, long-haul truckers moving goods from port to store, distribution centers and so forth kept the economy from completely shutting down. But right now, with containers stacked as far as anyone can see from the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach in California, we need truckers now more than ever. In fact, according to the American Truckers Association, we're about 80,000 drivers short of what we need just to handle America's transportation needs right now. There is a negative unemployment rate in the truck driving industry. So this, you would think, would be a bad time to drive more truckers out of the cabs. But that's what the Biden administration is doing. Polls by trucking publications indicate that up to 30% of truckers will seriously consider quitting if they are forced to vaccinate. Biden administration looking to impose that regulation. But it's not just truckers, sadly. Businesses all across the country are having problems finding workers. The economy wants to come back, but people are staying home at the moment. Nearly half of American companies, according to new surveys, 47% to be exact, say they're short of skilled workers. That's up from 32% in the second quarter of the year, which is already too high. Now think about that. More than nearly half of the businesses in America having trouble hiring skilled workers. Getting people back to work will mean offering more perks, more benefits, more wages. But that, of course, drives up the cost of doing business, which means the prices that we pay for goods and services will increase. Inflation, it is here, and it is not transitory, as the experts keep trying to tell us. Topic number three, guilty. A Virginia juvenile court judge ruled Monday that a transgender teen was guilty of sexually assaulting a female classmate at a Loudoun County high school last May. The victim, a 15-year-old girl, testified in court that she had engaged in consensual sexual activity with the defendant two other times in the girls' bathroom at Stonebridge High School. But on the occasion in question, she had been violently intimidated into performing sexual acts. And we repeat again, the boy in the bathroom with her was there because he claims that he's transgender and was wearing girls' clothing. According to the Commonwealth's attorney, the teenager is accused of two separate incidents that happened months apart at different Loudoun County high schools. He was just transferred from one high school to another in Loudoun County. According to Fox 5 in Washington, D.C., the teen was wearing an ankle monitor from the first incident when he allegedly forced a girl into an empty classroom and groped her at a new school. This is becoming a campaign issue in Virginia's gubernatorial race. They also going to the polls next Tuesday to elect a new governor. Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin called for an immediate investigation into the Loudoun County School Board for their gross negligence after two alleged sexual assaults involving a trans teenager or a boy claiming to be trans to get access to girls in a secluded private space. Interestingly, even Vladimir Putin is weighing in on this. Russia's president said it's monstrous, his word, monstrous, that Western children are being taught that they can change their gender. Topic number two, the end of a cult. This is a strange, strange story coming out of Jamaica. A cult leader there whose followers killed two people in a human sacrifice has died in a police car crash. He was on his way to court. Kevin Smith killed alongside a police officer when the car taking him to court, going from Montego Bay to Kingston, crashed on Monday. Smith was arrested last week over an alleged human sacrifice ritual, which left two people dead, three more injured, and he was on his way to be formally charged. The leader of this cult allegedly oversaw congregants slash the throat of a woman, kill another person, and stab three more as part of this ritual at Pathways International Kingdom Restoration Ministries. This took place on October 17th. Witnesses said it was normal for Smith to tell congregants to leave their phones at home, but at least one follower managed to smuggle a device into the church and called police for help. Police bust into the church, stormed the building, killing one person in an exchange of gunfire. 41 members of the congregation were taken into custody, three others injured during the ritual, taken to hospital. It was not immediately clear what caused the car wreck on Monday that claimed Smith's life, but a source told the Sun newspaper in the UK, quote, "There's a huge concern that influential people, including other local police officials, were involved and that this may have happened before and gone unreported," end quote. I mention that because if that is in fact true, we might have a possible motive for the mysterious crash that took place before Smith entered a courtroom. Coming up, a part-time demonologist. That's next on 5 and 10.
The Anasazi, very mysterious culture. Why would they need to build things, 40, 50 feet up in the air? Why did they suddenly vanish and no one really knows what happens to them?
They were very mysterious because they appeared to have had some advanced knowledge regarding astronomical phenomena. And also, they disappeared. They suddenly disappeared from the Earth.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion, at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, if you're going to engage the supernatural, don't do it this way. A demonologist who was a guest on the British TV program This Morning claims that she's learned to cast off demons thanks to her past lives. Kelly Angel from Essex says she can see demons, learn to fight them in her past life as a Satanist. Quit her job at a local Greggs, which is a grocery store in the UK, to work as a demonologist, helping people get rid of dark energy and demons from their homes. Charges £50 for a reading, clears houses for free. Said that she, again, learned her skill as a Satanist and a demon worshiper in her past lives. Now, no such thing as past lives. No such thing as dark energies. You don't see demons. They are incorporeal. They will inhabit a human in order to interact with us in the physical realm. She also claims, by the way, that she opens the gates of hell 5 or 6 times a day as part of her job, and that doesn't happen either. All of us as followers of Jesus Christ, by calling on His power and His name, all of us have the authority through Jesus Christ, not our own authority, but His, to cast out demons. This is not a skill that is being taught in church. It is not a fact that is even brought up in most churches, but it is a fact. Again, we do not fight them on our own power, but through His authority. Again, Don't mess with the spirit realm. There's a reason that God told Moses, don't consult with necromancers or mediums or worship these other gods. Because we are at a disadvantage when it comes to dealing with the spirit realm. This lady will find out one way or another that she's messing with powers that she doesn't quite understand. What's more disturbing is that she is deceiving others into believing that her methods work. They do not. And in fact, if you want some solid information on the supernatural realm, we encourage you to get the groundbreaking book by the late Chris Putnam, The Supernatural Worldview, at this Halloween season. This is our gift to you for your donation of any amount during the month of October. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, you name the price. Send us a donation, and as our thank you for your support, we will send you a copy of Chris's book, The Supernatural Worldview. You can find out more, and we appreciate your support. You can offer it by calling 844-750-4985 or by logging onto the website skywatchtv.com/donate. The Skywatch TV Defender Conference, the virtual conference countdown, the more than two dozen presentations, and the world premiere of the documentary film The Great Delusion, available through January 15th. You can watch it on your schedule, watch the presentations and the film as often as you like, share with your, invite your friends over, and through January 15th, there's no limit, no schedule. You basically decide what you're going to watch and when. Do take advantage of it soon, because time is, of course, ticking off the clock. Some wonderful presentations here and some cutting-edge information about the supernatural realm. Highly recommend the presentation by Joe Jordan, co-founder and president of the CE4 Research Group. Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind deals with those who believe they're being abducted and tormented by aliens. They're not aliens, it's demonic. But many other speakers that whose presentation you will find extremely valuable in making sense of the supernatural realm. You can find out more and sign up today online at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Our tour of Israel takes you to places that helps the Bible come alive. And we, as we go through the Holy Land, teach and preach all along the way. Sharon and I, along with our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Allie Henson and Donna Howell, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Poret, who'll be joining us from Tel Aviv, will point out the physical locations of some of these supernatural conflicts that we've read about in the Bible. We will even visit some that aren't in the Bible, but have some bearing on the supernatural realm into which we've been dropped, like Gilgal Rephaim, the newly recognized serpent mound of Bashan. We will see spots of great importance in the Bible, like Joshua's altar, Shiloh, of course, the Sea of Galilee, Jerusalem, Nazareth, and many other locations. You can get a sample itinerary and a breakdown of costs online and reserve your place as well at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week, we're talking about the three new programs from Skywatch TV added to the weekly Skywatch TV broadcast, Simply His, a women's show featuring Catherine Horn, Nita Horn, Allie Henson, and Donna Howell, and a health program. Cherise Parton telling a remarkable story. We've been working with her for several years now, did not know about some of the issues that she has overcome through the grace of God and by a more natural approach to health, using what God placed here in His creation to benefit our health. Don't miss that program and, of course, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. Sharon and I just delighted to be given free rein to investigate some of the stranger aspects of the Bible. That's the topic of this week's Skywatch TV broadcast, and you'll find the over-the-air broadcast schedule online at skywatchtv.com/channels. You'll also find the over-the-air broadcast schedule for the new programs there as well, but all of the programs are available for you to watch right now. Wait until the end of this show. Right now on Roku or Apple TV, if you've got the Skywatch TV app for those devices, or if you download our free mobile app, which not only brings all of our video content right into your mobile device, it also brings you our schedule of upcoming events and news the mainstream media would like you to miss, and free excerpts from books by Defender Publishing, like Zeitgeist 2025, more than four dozen excerpts from. Basically, you're getting a big chunk of the book for free, but you got to download the free mobile app to get it. It works on iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And to make it easy to find the one that works on your device, we've got links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.